Okay, you guys, we have a great show today. We've got Evan and Carly, legends in the Bachelor world, baby on the way, just as big of a legend, LaCroix, sparkling water, a calorie sweetener and sodium innocent beverage, nothing artificial. I love the innocent comment.
It's innocent.
It's innocent. So good. It's the best. Make the switch to LaCroix sparkling water, a healthier alternative for you and your lifestyle. It's zero calories, zero sweeteners, zero sodium. Equals 100% innocent.
You know why everyone was drinking wine the other day at my baby shower?
And you were drinking LaCroix?
I was drinking LaCroix, very.
And didn't you feel like you're having a great time?
Yeah, it was delicious.
And there's over 14 flavors like key lime, tangerine, mango, apricot, and passion fruit. The LaCroix family also includes 6 curate flavors like pineapple, strawberry, appleberry, cherry lime, kiwi watermelon, blackberry cucumber, and cantaloupe, pink grapefruit. LaCroix Sparkling Water and LaCroix Curate Sparkling Water are both available nationwide. For more information, join the LaCroix community on social at LaCroix Water or check us out at LaCroixWater.com. For a full list of retailers, visit LaCroixWater.com.
Who's that with OZV?
Podcast One presents Off the Vine, Great Therapy. Caitlin Bristow's going to answer your question, drink to your confessions, and hear what you have to say about anything Bachelor. Let's shake it up some more. Here's Caitlin.
Okay, so because the show is called Grape Therapy, I always like to start off like I'm a therapist and be like, so, how's everybody feeling today? Evan?
I'm feeling okay.
Okay. Is there anything you would like to talk about with me? This is Grape Therapy. I am your host, Caitlin Bristow.
I don't know. Maybe I need to warm up a little.
Okay, we need to warm up. Carly, how are we feeling?
I'm feeling okay.
Okay. We had a doctor's appointment today. Did it go well?
Yeah, it went well.
Great.
My baby is in the right position to come out.
Lovely.
That's a really good
and
thing.
And how does that make you feel?
You know, it makes me feel a little nervous.
Yeah, of course.
Also a little excited.
And that's very natural. Am I comforting?
Yeah, I actually was.
Right.
Membranes are thinning out, so that's good too.
Oh, yeah. Evan felt good about my membrane thinning.
Membranes?
Cervix is thin.
Oh, good. Yeah. Oh, it's softening.
It's not dilated.
We're not dilated yet.
No, we're not.
That's important to know.
Can I be there with a live podcast when you go into childbirth?
We've already sold that to us weekly.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, because you're not making money off me, so. Might as well find someone.
Except for we're not, because that's disgusting.
Well, there's going to be a live feed of the birth for $17.95. Oh, everyone can join in.
$17.95?
Per minute, yes.
Per minute.
Okay. Wow, that's a steal, steal of a deal. Steal of a deal. Okay, so I'm so glad everyone is joining us on this lovely Thursday. I know it's Wednesday today, but it comes out tomorrow. Okay. We hope your week's going well. You're almost at Friday. You're almost there. Do I sound like a therapist?
Yes, yeah. You do. It's
okay.
Very soothing.
I'm gonna, good, because that's how I'm going to start and end it. But in between, I'm just going to go back to crazy old Caitlin.
Thank God.
Okay, so since we have Carly and Evan, I thought we'd recap The Bachelor from Monday night, even though it's Thursday, and I'm sure everyone's over it by now.
But we are not, because it was very dramatic.
Very dramatic.
We're still thinking about it.
Maybe even the most dramatic. No, it's definitely not.
No.
We're not there yet.
I'm still pretty shook.
Are you shook?
I'm shook.
Shook it?
The ending was sad, so I'm sad about it.
Oh, usually we're happy to see people go, not this time.
No.
Okay. Well, if you don't follow Evan on Twitter, his humor gives me a run for my money. And he's been there, done that. Carly couldn't be bothered to try and tweet because she's so zoned into the episodes and is cooler than us.
Also, my brain is working really slowly.
Yeah. Also, you have mama brain, which
pregnancy is... brain is not good for Twitter.
But you were excused because that's justified.
I appreciate you guys.
I thought you had really funny tweets.
Oh. I had one.
One. Maybe.
What was it? Which one?
I forget. It was funny.
Oh.
Thank you.
Very memorable.
He just loves me.
Well, I probably thought it was funny. You're funny, and it's funny because you don't try.
I think it was something about some girl was wearing an outfit during the dog show, and I said that's my show car outfit from high school, which was actually very similar.
You weren't even trying to be funny. You're just being accurate.
I was like, that's true.
Right? It's amazing.
You're welcome for that hand-me-down.
I'm going to start by asking how we feel about Ari being the Bachelor.
I love it. You know, I really wanted Wells to be the bachelor.
Yes, of course you did.
I just wanted to show up, like, in the mansion. Like, yeah. They would pick me to come show up.
Kevin
like,
just wanted more TV time.
Yeah, sure. You want, yeah.
Absolutely.
That's okay.
But, no, I thought Wells would be a fantastic bachelor. Turns out he's got a girlfriend. So, but, you know, after him, then, like, Ari's kind of a cool throwback. I like kind of going back in the day and, like,
you're
not
so
picking,
sweet.
Not picking what everyone wanted. Like, that's so bachelor. We're so badass that we can pick anyone you want. You're still going to watch.
You're still going to watch.
It is. It's slightly rebellious in The Bachelor.
Even though the ratings are down.
No.
Well.
The first two episodes went up against college football.
Oh, you're right.
Big stuff.
You're right.
This episode actually did really well. So it was back up where it normally is.
You're right. Mm-hmm. And here's my thought. Right now, I said this to you guys before. I said, yeah, Ari's a great bachelor if you like elevator music. But... I know that's kind of mean, and I'm not a mean person, but it's just that there's so much going on with all the girls right now, and there's 25 personalities to one, so they can't really show his, like,
yeah,
you know, he even made fun of himself on Twitter saying, oh, so glad they showed my great conversations. Oh, wait.
Right.
Because really, they didn't. And to me, I'm like, can't wait for Ari to show up and, like, do something funny. Or, like, right now he's just kind of, like, going with the flow. He's not ruffling any feathers.
Right.
He's not too nice. He's not mean. He's just kind of, like, do-do-do, going with everything.
Okay. So, yeah, he is.
Yeah.
But let me ask you this. When was there a super entertaining bachelor?
Great question.
I mean, you know what's really sad? My brother... would have been the greatest bachelor of all time.
Yes.
He would have been funny. He would have been romantic. He would have been sensitive. He would have been...
cutthroat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lively. All of these things. I'm so glad he wasn't.
Right. Because he
met Elizabeth right after and is so happy. And
by the way,
the cutest kid ever.
For those who forget, Carly's brother Zach was on Desiree's season of The Bachelorette.
Yes.
And he was gold.
He was kicked off after they met our family.
Right.
So there's that. But Zach would have been the greatest bachelor of all time.
He really
really would have been.
Well, but maybe.
I still think about it.
Oh, wait, no.
Maybe Finn will grow up his baby and be.
There's a good thought.
But I like not having, like, a bachelor that's super personality driven because it gives the women a chance to really kind of.
I hear you, but my only thing is that I don't find, and Jade had a good point, that he's not very empathetic.
Yes.
So I think he was in these ladies' positions, however, 5 years ago when he was on the season, but he made it so far, and she always really liked him.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's the bachelor, and he doesn't really have empathy for these girls who all came out for him and are getting sent home. He's kind of like, oh, you're showing me a moment of weakness. I'm out.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then all these, like, lovely ladies who are like, oh, I'm a little vulnerable and I'm in a very uncomfortable situation. And he's like, oh, I can't handle that. Bye.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything that someone expresses that's negative, he wants you gone. This is one thing I actually kind of hate about The Bachelor is even, like, these dates that you don't want to do the thing that you have to do. Like, mm-hmm. the mud run on Crystal's season.
Whitney and I wanted to
just... end it when it began.
Yeah.
But you have to do it, and you have to do it with a smile.
Mm-hmm.
Because if not, you're not fun.
Yeah.
You're not a team player.
Yeah.
You know what? There's shit in the world we don't want to do.
I know.
And we should be able to not do it and not have a guy judge us for not wanting to do it and not have a guy want to kick us off because we didn't want to do half
you're
of
like,
the marathon.
You're like, maybe I want to kick you off because you're making me uncomfortable.
Yeah. Because you're making me do something I don't want to do that makes me feel sick.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, we're getting...
I can step out.
But you know what I mean?
Like, Evan was, like, slowly backing up.
I could inject myself.
But yeah, I just feel like the Bachelor expects all of the girls to do everything with a smile on their face and act like they're having so much fun.
And don't you find they always say, I really want to see her out of her comfort zone. Why?
Yeah, but they don't go out of their comfort zone. They just didn't watch.
And that's another thing. The bachelors don't really get involved where I, as the bachelorette, they were like, Caitlin, you should really make the guys feel comfortable and get in there. I had to sumo wrestle a very large man in a very uncomfortable outfit.
That's That's
and awesome. I cried before I had to. I cried. I was like, oh, I want to do it. And they're like, that would really make the guys feel comfortable. So I did it.
Meanwhile, Ari just has to put on his little mask and watch all of the girls wrestle each other.
I'm sorry, but listen, one of the most successful Bachelor contestants of all time, Corinne.
Yeah.
She took naps. So she didn't. She's not. And Becca, too. Becca M is definitely bucking the trend of, like, I'm just going to do everything. You know, she's just kind of like saying whatever she wants. So I don't
know. No, not. Think, no, in the wrestling thing, she was like,
but she loved it. She was like super into it.
Was that the cat? Do we know
that that's actually accurate? Or was she putting on because she felt like she had to?
Well, my guess is that she wanted to do it.
Okay.
We'll never know.
We'll never know.
Maybe we will.
Well,
as he gets on Twitter.
Let's ask her directly. Really feel about that? Well, that leads me into my next point of the wrestling date.
Yes.
Where she was in her cat suit. But you know what? It started out with Chris Harrison looking super casual in his cool blue plaid shirt.
Oh, yes. I think I actually own that shirt.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, we can match.
What?
Can I read one of Becca's tweets?
Please do.
Okay.
For the record, I had the time of my life on that date.
Mm.
When I was like 7 years old, my big brother and I used to do WWE style matches in the living room, swinging around couch cushions, screaming, the chair, the chair.
Okay, wow. You win. And you win the argument.
And Becca kind of wins Twitter with that. Yeah, I respect that. She really, I felt like I was right there. I really did. Okay, so yeah, the girls all guessed they were going wrestling, which is crazy because you usually overthink those date cards. And
right.
Anyways, they were right. It was like, we're wrestling. So Ari comes out in an outfit that is far from intimidating.
Yep.
And hey, did you guys know that he is called the Kissing Bandit?
Oh, Lord.
Like,
yes.
Yeah, we all get it.
We get it, and we got it.
And
we're good.
And we're good now. Yeah, we're over it.
Yeah.
We got it 5 years ago. We still get it now.
We still get it.
And we're over it.
If I hear a pillow lift one more time, I'm just going
to... Ew, that's so grossed out.
Okay, guys, I have to tell you. Sean calls me pillow lips, and now it's dead. It's dead now.
No, I can't ever say it anymore.
That was, and I used to think it was so romantic. He'd be like, give me those pillow lips. And now I'm like,
Because then you think of Ari's lips and you're like,
Yeah, it's really unfortunate.
Oh, man.
So anyways, Ari in a mask.
Ari's.
We get it. You're the Kissing Bandit.
We get it.
And who are these women yelling at them? The Glow wrestlers?
The Glow women.
Or the grandmother.
Although I did like that show on Netflix.
They were, I'm like, why didn't you bring in the WWE Divas?
Oh, yeah.
Bring in Kelly Kelly.
Yeah.
Kelly Kelly for the win.
Yeah, no, not this time, Caitlin.
No?
Well, they're paying homage to Glow, like the Netflix show or whatever.
Oh.
Which is a great show.
Is that what they're doing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that all makes sense.
Yes.
Right. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
Yeah, but they're not 100 years old. They're like our age.
But this was set in like the 70s.
No, I know.
Of course.
Why didn't they bring the girls from the TV show? That could have been a little more exciting. They wouldn't have been so mean.
Wait, what's that girl?
Really
what's
mean.
The super famous? She's on like.
I know.
There's one girl on Glow that like everyone would know who she is, and she's like.
Pamela Anderson.
Close.
Close, but no.
I'm just like, I don't know, she's Canadian.
But the show is
So at this point, it's hard to remember names. All I remember from this date was, okay, so Tia and Bibiana.
Yeah, they were sad.
Were crying, which is sad. But
why were they sad?
But first of all.
Old women were yelling at them.
Oh, yeah.
And they were, and so she was serious. Like, oh, your mom didn't know how to spell? The girl was taking jabs at Bibi. She was doing your mom jokes. Not cool.
That is just all unnecessary.
That's kind of funny.
What?
Like, that's just silly and stupid. Like,
I think that's crazy.
You won't say that when Bibiana's on the show.
I love Bibiana. I'm her biggest fan.
You are. What were you going to say?
Just think those are two of the strongest women, like, personality-wise, Tia and Bibiana.
Yeah.
And that those women were mean to them and they got upset says a lot.
Yeah. Because we're like, we get it. Wrestling has acting. That's part of it. But that was too far.
Yeah. There's no,
they were tasked with that. You go and you just ruffle these feathers.
Oh, yeah. Just gonna be like, they were like,
you go, and
if they're weak, you go harder.
Right.
Yeah.
But not like, let's bring their mom into this. Someone brings my mom in, I either get pissed or I start crying.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
That's like, what they're trying to do. They're trying to light some fires under the bucks. So they went straight to the mom.
Say bad stuff about me, but don't say stuff about my mom.
But maybe they're hoping that that would fire them up and they'd be like, instead of,
oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's high risk, high reward.
Yeah.
One of my favorite sayings. I say it all the time about so many things, like a hungover breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Greasy eggs, toast, you know, Huevos, Rancheros, high risk, high reward. Oh, yeah.
That's really funny.
You either feel like $1 million, you want to keep her going, or you puke. Yeah. Okay, so Becca M, that's little Betty Boop.
Yes.
Betty Boop.
We love her.
They're really cute, and people freak out that she's 22, but really, yes. Do we all want to show our age by freaking out over The Bachelor? Everyone's like, oh my gosh, she's 22, and I'm like, you're tweeting about The Bachelor. Who cares?
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
Yeah.
Like we're all in it together. Crystal thinks she has it in the bag.
Right.
In the what?
In the bag. Is that a Canadian term or am I?
No, you just said it.
Oh, because I said
like
bag.
Bag.
How do you say bag?
I still think you say
bag.
Oh, I just did say, I heard it myself that time.
Yeah, you
bag.
Said bag.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the mom got the group date rose. What's her name again?
Her name is
Chelsea.
Chelsea.
Yeah.
Carly has a little cheat sheet.
Chelsea, that is her name.
And whoever was the lunch lady should have gotten the rose.
Who was the lunch lady?
I still don't know.
I don't know either. That was such great makeup.
Yeah.
Made just
very convincing.
I feel so bad for her.
Maybe she just was a lunch lady thrown in there. Because
that costume was
amazing. She got the shaft. Like, whoever was like, let's make you the lunch lady was like, I
don't know. I'm looking through these women. I think it was it her? The one that looks like Jacqueline Schwartz?
Mikkel?
Oh, maybe.
Oh,
I think it was.
I think it was.
And she's gorge, and
yes.
She just gets thrown into line.
Yeah,
good for her.
That makes sense.
Good for her. You know, she's like, I'm hot. I'll rock the lunch lady. And we didn't hear her complain about it.
No, she didn't.
Yeah.
I like that.
The mole.
mole.
Yes. Yes. I have to address something touchy subject. But I want to stand up for her, even though she could rub me the wrong way. Crystal's voice, I hate when people attack her for her voice.
Agreed.
I hate it. It makes me furious for her because I'm like, this girl, that is her voice.
Right.
And she's getting attacked by, like, America saying, like, oh, I can't stand her voice. I understand if someone rubs you the wrong way, you're going to find an easy trigger for yourself.
Right.
Don't attack her voice.
This is the only thing I'll say about that is that the tweets that I have seen that people are annoyed with is that her voice changes when she's around Ari. So it'll go to...
But that could be nerves.
Or it could be a tactic.
Yes, it could.
I'm just going to be devil's advocate here.
I don't think it's intentional.
We need... This is what makes a good podcast. Devil's advocates.
Because I feel like, you know, some girls will just talk like this and then look at her and be like, hi, how are you?
Yes. And
you know what I mean?
Yes.
And then you're like, oh my God, that's not even how you talk.
Yes.
Has she been, like, a bad person at all?
I don't think a bad person.
No.
Like, define bad person.
Like,
has she, like, threatened death upon people's family? No.
She, like, the girl Chelsea has stolen, like, people's time over and over again.
Right.
But
she did try to do that.
She did that once.
But I think they're just, you know, I think she's gorgeous, and I think she's
very confident.
And she might rub me the wrong way. Maybe she does, maybe she doesn't. Try and be very positive in me, you know. But I'm like, don't attack her voice.
Right.
You know, don't attack things people can't control.
Yeah. Because honestly.
Unless she gets out and like we see her in like a year and she's like, hey, what's up? And we're like, oh you were putting that on.
I get it.
Yeah. No, I guarantee you, like, she was sitting here, we'd be like, oh, I didn't notice that there's anything wrong with her voice. But
exactly.
Like, you compare her, like, her voice is just slightly different than everyone else's, so it automatically like,
it's different. Like, girl, Sophia Bush, is that the girl that has, like, she kind of, like, has her, like, her
I don't know, but I follow her on Instagram. I just don't know her voice.
She has, like, super raspy voice, but it's, like, a hot, sexy voice.
I love
so
raspy.
Why?
It's because that Crystal is rubbing girls the wrong way,
so they're attacking her voice.
I don't like it. You can say, some, you know, I don't really care for that person, and blah, blah, blah. You can have your opinion.
Right.
Don't attack somebody's voice.
Okay.
I'm over it.
Or somebody's eyebrows that just don't grow because of their thyroid condition.
Yes, Carly. You no, you did go through something.
Okay?
Well, I filled them in
she's
now,
passionate.
So I'm okay.
Yeah, you're like, got that shit tattooed. I'm good. Yeah, I did too.
I got made put up for my facial hair and I refused to move that anywhere other than
you know?
Other than your face.
See, but that's the thing. Where would you move it to?
It's gonna live it to my elbow, but
I was thinking my lower back, but no.
Guy with the lower back facial hair.
You win at life.
Oh, that's not the movie?
Carrie the one.
Oh man.
Carrie the one. Okay. Well, yeah, people attack people for things they can't control.
Yeah. It's not nice.
Exactly.
So you guys should stop doing that if you do that.
If you're listening and you attack Crystal's voice, please don't.
Okay, so to play devil advocate, though.
We got another one.
Being on The Bachelor, though, is us projecting all of our pain
and insecurities,
onto other people.
Yeah, like I think we were making fun of girls' lipstick, so really.
it's like a terrible form of therapy that doesn't actually work.
You're right. You're right. It's
so
just,
we can just be like, oh, I hate that person so much because I actually hate myself.
We're all just
because I actually hate myself. That's true. I'm actually jealous of Crystal's voice. I'm gonna say it. I'm like, that would make for a great song.
It's like Jelly Cat, like Phoebe.
Yeah, but I was trying to think of her other song. My stinky shoes.
Yes.
You know, and she had a raspy voice. Anyways.
She got a cold, and then her voice is way more interesting.
I already talked about that on like two podcasts ago because I love the raspy voice. But I'm choosing not to attack Crystal. Are we still on her voice? You had me at Merlot and lost me when you got really vulnerable.
Oh no. Poor
Oh, look at you and your cheat sheet. Poor which Lauren is it? M A B C D E F G.
Yes.
I, J, K, L, M, O, P, Q, R, S.
Lauren S.
Lauren S.
Oh, my gosh.
Lauren S. And she looks so cute in her little red dress and her shoes.
And her sneaks.
When I saw her, I was like, this girl's going to be a frontrunner, top four for sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
Remember, we were so pumped when she was getting on the little plane. We're like, oh, we like her energy. Uh-huh. She's so pretty. She has great hair. I really loved her attitude. And then we're like, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Yeah.
Another Lauren bites the dust.
She must have gotten so psyched up in her head.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
It's so sad because she probably she's nervous and then she has lots of the red wine and they're at a vineyard.
Or maybe they didn't have enough.
Oh great fair. Point. Very
yeah,
fair.
They're on the 2-3-4-hour minimum thing for maximum.
Right. Right.
Max, not minimum.
Is that what
that
it
would
is
be
now?
A new show. Oh no, we already had that one.
Two drink min?
Max.
Per hour.
Oh, I would have never made it. That is terrible and that will hurt them in the ratings.
Yes.
Don't you think?
But, yeah, I just feel like...
I was wondering why there wasn't a drunk girl this season.
I know. Can we go on that tangent for a second?
Yeah, of course.
So should reality show producers be responsible for the amount of alcohol someone's...
Yes and no.
No, that's not...
Okay, fine. No.
Right.
Right answer.
Because people should be responsible. It's yourself. You should be responsible for how much you drink. On a reality show that you're on. If a producer sees someone has had too much, no, they should not egg it on.
Right. And they should watch out for their behavior.
Or just watch out for their behavior. Put them to bed.
Yeah. If,
right.
If
give them a glass of water.
Situation.
If they're in an unsafe
really hard
situation.
To actually do and that's where I land. Like,
yeah. But like, come on, that's your own fault for drinking too much.
Right.
Right.
Agreed.
And you can't say you had me at Merlot and then only give you two glasses. That's just no, you didn't.
Right.
But in this case, she just kept talking.
Oh my
and
God.
He just kept eating.
Which is a very big deal.
Because no one ever eats.
Twitter blew up.
Oh.
Let's set the record straight here. Okay. So, bachelor dates. There's food in front of you, but the reality is you have been fed
right
before you go.
Yes.
Because nobody wants to watch TV of a person eating
yes.
and talking with their mouth full. You want to see the conversation between two
right.
people. And it drives me nuts when people are like, why aren't they eating? Why do you never eat on dates? I'm like, would you really want to watch us just eating, like
right.
chewing our food, making gross sounds instead of having conversation that we should be having?
Right.
Right.
So the food is there
cool.
for art department, you know?
Yeah.
It's just beautiful to look at. It's a great prop. And then you eat it after when it's cold
mm-hmm.
and you're all going home and you're like, I'm kind of drunk. I'm going to eat this.
Yeah.
Not in their case, because they're like, I've only had two drinks, this is lame.
Right.
But you know what I mean? Like, people... But anyway, so I thought that was super funny that he's eating, because I'm like...
Yeah, he really... He had nothing... He was so bored, he chose to eat.
Yeah.
That's so sad. And but she was really, telling him things that were, really intense about her life.
Yeah, and he
it's
was
so
just
sad.
Eating.
He didn't care.
Well, she was trying to tell her tell him everything about her life.
Because you're in
30 seconds.
Yes. Because you're like, am I going to ever have another one-on-one?
Right. You're like, is this my moment? Do I tell him everything? Will he accept me for who I am? Blah, 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 blah. And then he's
and
like,
and you know what a producer said before that? Tell him this and this and this. Just tell him whatever you feel. And she's like, I feel everything. So that's be what I tell him.
And that she came back in and was like, I'm embarrassed. Like,
yes.
And then he was like, yeah, you should be.
She knew she messed up and he had no, like, remorse.
Empathy. It's the empathy. Yeah.
It's not there. The empathy is not there with Ari. And hopefully that doesn't steer him away from doing my podcast because I would love to talk to him.
That's the worst part is if he had empathy, maybe he would have kept some of these other girls around.
Right.
Or maybe he has a totally different take than what we're saying.
And like everybody has, you know, I'm sure he has his weaknesses too. What if he told her and she was like, oh, I'm out. He'd be like, wow, that is not somebody I want to marry.
But he also said that weird thing like, well, I know you love your family, so you should go home.
That's an excuse.
Like, let's do something better than that.
I did use that excuse on someone.
Well, if you have kids or something, I get it. But
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You love your family. Your house.
Oh, yeah, because
you should go home.
Who said it? Was it Jade? She was like, I'm pretty sure we all love our family.
Yeah. Yeah.
We all love our family. That's not a reason to go home. Yeah, that's
why. He's trying really hard, guys. Come on.
No, I'm really...
We're just saying the opposite end of the spectrum.
I think what's going to happen, and this is usually... Like you asked, you said, has there ever been a very entertaining bachelor? I think at the beginning, there's so much personality on the girls' end that the guy just kind of sits back and he's like, cool, 25 girls want me and I get to make out with all of them and I don't really have to get to know them. Cool, let's get through this.
True.
Then when you really fall in love with the girls and the guys is when they have real relationships. Mm-hmm. So we'll wait. Take a knee.
We'll wait.
Naturally.
Take a knee.
And it is, you watch this and you're like, oh, wow, we're on like, what, the fourth week? And it is really dwindling.
Yes.
Like.
Yeah. And then that's when we'll all fall in love with everybody.
Yeah.
Evan, you want to talk about bras?
Always.
Okay. Great. Great news. Because when it comes to bra shopping, it's all about finding the right fit for you. Not you, Carly. And there's only one lingerie brand that offers bra sizes in double A through G and half cup sizes, which is actually genius because I am a half cup. Like, let's get personal here. I'm not an A. I'm not a B. I'm an in-betweeny.
I used to be the in-betweeny of a B and a C. And now,
and then you got
pregnancy boots, I'm a D. Thank God.
Good for you.
You can just go online and take a little quiz and it tells you exactly what you need in a bra and what size.
And not only that, it's made out of memory foam.
It's incredible.
Third Love uses thousands of real women's measurements and super smoothing memory foam to create bras that fit better and feel great. They've got 60 sizes, like we said, including 60. Half cups. 60.
That's amazing.
Have you ever heard of a half cup size, Evan?
I've never heard.
That's because no one else does it but Third Love.
That's so cool.
They also have nursing bras.
Oh.
So I'm waiting to wear that one because I'm obviously not nursing yet.
Let me know how it goes. I'll talk about it on the pod. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they are offering my listeners 15% off your first order. To find the bra you've been waiting for, all you have to do, like Carly said, you just have to answer a few simple questions from Third Love's Fit Finder quiz. Take 60 seconds and you can do it from the comfort of your own home. So you'll never have that awkward fitting room experience again, which I've had.
I have never had a bra fit.
Oh, I did. It's awkward. Oh. And I did it after the show, too. One time, the girl was like, I'm sorry. I'm just a huge fan of The Bachelor. And I was like, and I'm just standing there naked. So enter Third Love. It's so comfortable, you might forget you're wearing it. And if you don't agree, returns and exchanges are always easy and free. So this year, make the change. That will change the way you think about bras. Go to thirdlove.com/vine. Now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase, that's thirdlove.com/vine.
We'll be right back with more Off the Vine, Grape Therapy.
Hey guys, it's Kelsey Knight from the Lady Gang Podcast. Happy New Year. How are those resolutions holding up? Our resolution to be awesome is going strong, and it's especially evident in our episode this week, which is our live Lady Hang show. So head on over to iTunes or subscribe to us at Podcast One on the Podcast One app. And please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Also, thanks for all your support and Happy New Year from the Lady Gang.
This is Off the Vine, Grape Therapy.
Next up, the dog date. Now all I remember from this one is our man Fred.
Yeah.
Yeah, good old Penguin Fred.
Penguin Fred. Suit. Yeah.
Best in show.
Best in show.
One of the most amazing comedians of all time.
I really love him. What else is he from?
I mean, Best in Show, all of those.
Best in Show is one of my favorite movies because I'm a dog lover.
Oh, and the one, the theater, the plays.
Yes.
What?
It's all of the...
Is it a director?
Is he in a TV show too? Was he? He's like a dad in something.
Yes.
This is in Spinal Tap, Waiting for Guffman, Mighty Wind, For Your Consideration.
Yeah, that's not anyone's.
Is that director though? Okay. No, anyway, we love.
Anyways, we love Fred.
He played Phil Dunphy's father on Martin.
That's what I was thinking.
Yes. Shout out.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
That's so funny. But I did love him in Best in Show.
Yes.
Well, you gotta watch Waiting for Guffman.
Okay. Text that to me.
Yes, I will. Okay.
Thank you. So all I remember is Fred got to do the co-host with Harrison, which makes sense because if you've seen Best in Show, that really makes sense.
Right.
Harrison was really funny.
Yeah, he always is.
He was great.
Yeah, he had funny jokes.
Dad jokes.
I love Harrison
jokes. I love Harrison.
I mean,
I just love him. I call him CH all the time. I just love him.
You know, I feel like he hasn't gotten any screen time the past few seasons, and like this has been his season to
He's here.
Even during our wedding, he had funny jokes and like he was like making fun of us, and I was like, "That is so funny."
Yeah.
Yes.
And then they don't show it.
No, they show it.
Oh yeah, they did.
It's so nice. Sean was like, "I never got real close with him." I'm like, "Yeah, you don't have time." I got to actually like have some beers and like, and he is a funny man. He's a funny man.
He's a funny guy.
I'll tell you a story after this podcast because I can't say it. Anyways, what we're talking. Oh, and Annalise, because she had her own montage.
Dramatic montage.
What?
Annalise.
Annalise. She called me out for not knowing how to spell her name, and now we shall call her Annalise.
I like it.
And she didn't respond to. Viviana is going to be on the podcast tonight, Annalise
was on.
Oh, I know.
What's her guy's name again?
Higgins.
No, the other one.
What?
Ashley I.
Not Drew.
Mm.
The Dean. Dean's podcast.
She's also on Ashley and Ben's. Oh. And not mine. But we got Bibs.
Oh, really? On ESA?
Yeah.
I see.
Now let's see if we ever spell your name.
I actually really enjoyed her. Like, she got on by.
I enjoyed her, too. I would have loved to talk to her, but she big-leagued me. But that's cool.
Oh, yeah.
We got Bibs later. She's coming on.
Okay.
But yeah, montages. I hope that's a new thing for the future seasons.
Whoever came up with that was.
It really takes you to the moment. Yeah, solid
was it the same girl actor from the bumper car drama?
I don't know.
It's Annalise.
Annalise. It really was her mom's in this footage.
Yeah, it was. It was like running like a Dateline episode.
VHS's.
Her fears were, here's my question. Do you think, or did you guys have to say your fears? Like, you know how much paperwork you do for going on the show and you have to answer 700 questions for the psych test. And
you want to be a librarian.
My brother told me, don't write down what you're really afraid of because they'll make you do it.
Exactly. Wait, is her name Annalise? Did Annalise say, I'm afraid of bumper cars and dogs? And they're like, boy, do we have dates for you.
You know what I think she probably said? I'm afraid of everything.
Afraid of being casted on the show and mostly Caitlin Bristow.
I feel like she might be one of those people that has like some story about like everything. Everything relates to a story. You could be like, hey, here's a flower, and she's like, this one time a flower.
Yeah.
Did that, you know, like I think maybe she's that.
And that's super sweet though.
She's so I'm just saying maybe she has a lot of fear.
Right, which she does.
Right.
Yeah.
Proven.
Very apparent.
Trauma.
But that's why I wanted to have her on because I what?
Trauma's no joke.
It is no joke. Why are you trying not to laugh?
I'm not.
Oh.
It's not bumper car trauma.
No joke.
It's a thing now.
Well, if it isn't, if it wasn't, it is now.
No. Yeah.
And I'm sure she's opened conversation, and yeah. and those who have the trauma can.
Yeah, that reminds me of one time when I.
Oh my god. I just keep thinking that, like, you know how there's like arachnophobia, like there's all these like phobias.
Yeah.
And now they're gonna come
bumper
up with like,
car phobia.
Phobia.
Yeah.
We're gonna have this word now that's in the dictionary about bumper cars.
Thank you, Anna Lee. I say.
Yeah, you did a good job. You created a new word.
Good for you. Please come on my podcast.
I love how we're dancing the line of like not being mean, but like.
Yeah. Well, because that's what I said. I tweeted. I said I want to give you a virtual hug because everyone who listens to my podcast, I'm not mean spirited. No. I just have sarcasm.
Yeah. Right.
And there is a difference.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So then there's the cocktail party, and we all know how cutthroat those are.
Oh yes.
Did you ever have those moments, like either one of you, where you're at the cocktail party and you're like, "Can I talk to them?" And they're like, "Oh, I think there's somebody else in line."
Yes.
So, and you're like, all the time. "What?" You know, like that. Yes. I just feel like it's a little bit dictated of.
Yeah, I agree.
And so
you can't really go over there until they kind of give you a window.
Right.
Most of the time.
So okay. Let's get this out of the way. He didn't want to kiss Anna Lee. Saying, okay, I got to stop that. She's probably like, shut up, Caitlin.
Yeah. Way to say it.
I actually think it's beautiful.
Yeah.
He walked her out and our girl, Bibiana, Bibiana for Bachelorette, hashtag, set up a romantic little corner for Ari. And obviously Ari doesn't know that, so he keeps taking girls there to eat their faces.
No, he asked one of the girls, "Did you set this up?" She's like, "No." He's like, "Oh, okay."
That is so. I mean,
right.
I used to be like, I remember I called myself the prop queen because I brought props with me, like to the show because I was like, if I have nothing to talk to him about, at least I have this.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd like make things or do
things.
That's
so you.
Oh yeah. I was
so
like, as long as I have something in my hands to like piddle with, I got a conversation.
Yeah.
You know? That's what's so sad is that she had set up this really big like conversation piece and then everyone stole it.
Carly's starting a nonprofit to help girls who are going on The Bachelor.
Oh,
I mean, props are the way. Well, it didn't work
props
for
the
me,
way.
But
no,
props
it did.
Do help.
It did work for you.
Bigger picture, Carly.
Can we also go back to the kissing thing, though? Because
did you hear me? I said he was eating their faces.
But here's what we discussed the other day while watching the show.
Yeah.
There's so much pressure to kiss.
Yes.
That you feel like if you don't, you're going to go home. So you're trying to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I remember I was like, "You guys, I'm going in for it. I'm going home."
Yeah.
So I was like, here we go.
Yep.
Like, I'm just going to do it.
Yep.
And I came back and I was like, I did it. Great.
Yep.
Don't think I'm going home now. But there is so much pressure to do it. And
there is.
Whether it's natural or unnatural, you feel like there's, like, a checklist. Like,
Oh,
he's kissed you. If he hasn't kissed me. I'm like in
what
the back
a weird concept.
Yes.
And that's how
especially
you know people are moving forward.
Bandit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Kissing Bandit. That's why I said he lost his title there for a second. You know, it's bad when the Kissing Bandit doesn't want to kiss you.
It's not the best.
It's not ideal.
So sad.
It's not ideal. But here's the thing. She's going to find a great guy. And Ari wasn't the one.
No, he was not the one.
She'll be on Paradise, I guarantee it.
Like
crab drama.
Yeah, that'll be the new thing.
I can handle the beach.
And Claire is gonna be like, "I lost my confidence. I've been taken over."
Yeah.
Oh man. Okay. Well, let's welcome Bibiana to the podcast. Here to tell her side of the story.
Yay!
Hi, Bibs.
Bibs, it's us again.
Are we annoying you yet? We're just waiting. Evan's just filling up his champagne glass. I just need to make sure I can
whiskey.
Yeah, I mean whiskey.
I'm fine with it. It's rosé too.
Oh, it's rosé. Cute. Okay, Bibs, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. So Bibs, you're on Grape Therapy and we are here to help you. First of all, I wanted to ask, is it okay if I call you Bibs because I know it's Bibiana. Actually, how do you actually pronounce it?
It's Bibiana.
So I feel like saying BB is the cutest. Do people call you that?
Yeah. So it just depends because, like, my parents were from, I'm from Dominican Republic, so I primarily speak Spanish with them, and they always say BB. But then
you are so cute.
And sexy.
Yes.
Cute and sexy. What a combo, Ari. You fool. You fool. Okay, so I wanted to ask you, how did the firecracker in you that we all know and love not come out with that wrestler lady?
I don't know. I think at that point I just didn't want to like feel any crazier than what I already felt because I had
obviously I was playing it safe, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I had like this moment of craziness and I just like, I don't know, you see it, they actually aired it where I just take a moment, I kind of look to the side like, oh,
we were hoping, well, I was sitting there just being like, oh, she's gonna just knock her out and this is gonna be the best TV we've ever seen, but but you kept it cool and I was proud of you.
I don't know how I did it.
And how hard was it to watch, or did you watch Ari taking all these girls to your sweet little romantic stargazing spot that you set up? Did you know that was happening, or were you like, I'll just wait for my turn?
I was just waiting for the chance to talk to him and take him to the setup.
You were so gracious. When you walked in and you were like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, that was so sweet. Like, you didn't have to be that sweet, and you were. And
we love you for it.
Yeah.
We love that you're, like, fiery and, like, but then you also have this, like, super sweet, sensitive side.
Yeah. I'm like, Ari, you fool, I'll date you.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Somebody will.
Evan thinks you're the bachelorette that America needs and deserves, but we hear that you're gonna be on our screens again for the Winter Games. Can you tell us anything about that?
I am really excited to watch it. I had a lot of fun, and as crazy as my experience was on The Bachelor, I think that Ari just wasn't really my guy, but then when you like jump onto Winter Games, it's just more my speed, you know.
Awesome.
Like,
I'm excited. We're all really excited to watch you on Winter Games because here's the thing, I think you're too fiery for Ari, and I think he probably knew that.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't wait to see who you, even if it's Winter Games or just outside of the Bachelor world, I just can't wait to see what man deserves you.
Oh yeah.
Can you answer if you're dating Dean right now?
Stop it, Evan.
What is that thing? Oh. Are you dating Dean?
Deanie DB Babies.
Did you find love on Winter Games?
You guys, you can't tell us his thing.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It contractually, you can't tell us, but I like to tease and pretend because then I can like be like, oh, we ask Bibs if she found love. And then I'll be like, swipe up to listen. And then they'll be like, damn it, she didn't even say. And that's called marketing.
And then they're like, thank God Carly's there to talk some sense into these.
So did you find love?
They did provide a really good lineup.
Ooh, I like that. That's a good answer.
Overall, did you have a fun experience on The Bachelor? Are you happy you did it? And are you happy about our new friendship that I'm forcing upon us?
Oh my gosh, I am so happy. This is unreal. It's weird because like I had this really interesting experience where I went from The Bachelor and unfortunately like things didn't work out there, or fortunately, right? Because then as soon as that kind of ended, I got the chance to do Winter Games, and none of that I hadn't seen anything from The Bachelor, and then like all of a sudden the year ends and now I'm seeing like my season with Ari, and then now I'm waiting for Winter Games. Like it's interesting because like I just lived life. Like,
yeah, the timeline is so weird. And my favorite thing, we spoke a couple days ago, and my favorite thing that you said was, yeah, is this going to work or not? Like, I got a job to go back to. Like, I can't exactly just take like 2 months off to figure this out. Like, are we doing this or what?
Yeah, I don't know. For me, it was something that was really real. Like,
yeah,
you know, if you're not connecting with someone, I kind of just thought, well, like, I really don't want to, like, take somebody else's spot that could be connecting with him, that maybe, you know, you're just kind of, like, taking up space and time. And, yeah, I just kept thinking about my – I not kept thinking, but I – because once you're there, you're just, like, completely, like, immersed in it. But it is a reality, you know, like, I have a job. My boss was like, was really nice to be like, okay, 9 weeks.
That's not going to fly. Well, that's what we really liked about you was you seem very real. You're very passionate and you were like, hey, this is real to me. And you didn't want to take up other people's time. And I think that's cool because it's like, guess what, Ari, it's a two-way street. You have to like him too, and he has to like you. And I think you were very realistic about the whole situation. And at the end of the day, we're just pumped to see you on the Winter Games.
Yes, we are.
Guys. yeah, I'm pretty excited to see how all of that.
Yeah, and will you ever be in Nashville so we can have you actually in the studio?
I most definitely will. Especially after you guys, I want to visit.
Well, yeah. When you come, let us know. We'll take you for a couple cocktails, get you all.
For a second there, I thought you were going to say.
We'll podcast in the studio because we're big fans over here.
Yay. I thought you were going to say coffee, and I'm like, why would you say coffee? Cocktails is more like
that. We would never do that.
I would never. That's no, that ain't me.
By the way.
Thank you so much for calling in, Bibs, and I will call you Bibs for the rest of my life.
BB.
That sounds great.
I mean, BB.
You have
okay,
a beautiful
girl. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
She's so cute.
Okay, I love her.
Like, she's just got great energy.
She does. And she's I love that she's human. She's genuinely, like, you tell she's just a sweetheart.
Yes.
And then she's just got fireside, which
yes.
I love. Because, like, don't mess up. I would love to have as well, she has no choice, but she's my friend now.
Yeah.
But I think she'd be such a good friend because she's like, I care.
Yeah.
And if you rub me the wrong way.
Yes.
Three snaps. okay, so this week we say goodbye to Annalise. Annalise, we love you. Viviana, BB, Bibs, and Lauren, A, B, C, or D, S. What
S.
is it? S.
Lauren.
Predictions.
Oh, man.
I still think that realtor, Caroline.
Caroline, gorgeous girl.
I think she's got to be.
I think also... Becca with a K.
Okay.
Betty Boop. I think she's going to go far because he's very intrigued. I don't know if she's going to be the last one standing, but I do think
she's the little cute
down
pixie.
The line. Yes.
She's like the reality check.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't need you.
So, oh, I love
that. Of course, he's going to love that. Be like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got to keep you around.
He basically even said, I like that. He's like,
yeah.
You're good.
Yeah, the I don't need you was the best line that's ever been dropped in Bachelor.
Which is a little scary.
It was,
so
yeah.
Anyone that
right.
can say it in that moment
yeah.
is a little scary. I mean, that's...
She meant it.
Who
she
is,
did.
Who is... I mean, there's probably been like one or two people that have ever said something like that.
I mean, I've thought it, but I don't say
of
it out
yeah,
loud.
I think
like,
we need more
some...
of her story.
Yeah, I need
we
more
need
of her
to know
soul.
More.
Yeah.
She's mysterious to him. She's mysterious to us.
Yeah.
And we need a little bit.
Yeah, we need more time.
Yeah.
It's too early to call predictions, but what we're saying is, Caroline, I met her in person. I was like, oh, so you're like funny and really pretty? Cool. Great. She came and watched my Broadway show, really rooting for Caroline. We like Becca. Gosh.
We actually like both Beccas.
We do like both
Beccas.
I like
the Becca that had the one-on-one of Rachel Zoe. He really
likes
her.
Right, yes.
He said, I miss you. I missed
right.
you. He likes
big
her.
Time.
Yeah.
And then the mom.
The mom, yeah.
What's her name?
And well, Crystal has to stay around, right? Because there's
yeah.
a lot happening around her right now.
So let's say those are the four as of right now.
Like six, but yes.
Chelsea, the mom, Crystal.
We've had
both
two Beccas.
Oh.
And then.
What did we just say? I don't know.
I can't remember.
We said good things, though.
All good.
Carol.
Making
Carol.
Caroline.
You got our top five.
Oh.
Okay, top five. That's our top five. Thank you for tuning into Grape Therapy. Thank you for being a part of Grape Therapy. Carly and Evan. Carly, I felt the baby of your head today in your uterus.
You did.
It was a beautiful moment.
We got very close today, Caitlin.
You know what? I didn't think we could get any closer from dating the same guy, but we did.
We did.
We got there.
Boundaries we never knew we would cross.
Thank you.
Can't wait for you to catch the baby when it comes.
I will be right there. arms open.
No, they need to be close. Oh, close. Very close okay. together.
I'm going
to
be singing, yeah. With arms wide open.
Really?
No.
Oh.
Just kidding. What a stupid way to end this podcast. Oh, God. Okay, you guys, your session is now ending. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine, Grape Therapy. Tune in to hear new minisodes every Thursday and check out new full-length episodes every Tuesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's not with OTV?
Podcast One has new shows on our new app. Check out all the cool features to help you explore our exciting new programming, like America's Lakers podcast with Jay Moore, So Random with Corinne Olympios, Attack Each Day, The Harbaugh's podcast, Not Just Sports with Susie Schuster and Rich Eisen, and Sessions with Randy Jackson, as well as your old favorites like The Lady Gang, Steve Austin, Shaquille O'Neal, and Adam Carolla. Get the new Podcast One app in the App Store, Google Play, or PodcastOne.com.